This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, December 7th. There will be some of the coldest temperatures of the week Tuesday before temperatures warm up again as the week goes along. According to a weather forecast from the National Weather Service, there will be a chance for snow flurries between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Tuesday in the Cedar Rapids area, with a high near 30 degrees. It will be cloudy, with a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday night, the sky will gradually clear, with a low around 20 degrees. 4 years after the University of Iowa began fiercely denying allegations it discriminated against a student organization by punishing it for barring an openly gay member from becoming a leader of the group, the state will pay the law firm representing the student group nearly $2 million. In a pair of judgments from lawsuits that the Business Leaders in Christ student group led against the UI in 2017 and that InterVarsity Christian Fellowship filed in 2018, the U.S. District Court ordered the university to pay a combined $1.93 million for attorney fees and damages. The payments closed the years-long, hard-fought disputes that involved numerous injunctions, summary judgments, appeals, affirmations, requests for reconsideration, and final rulings. Business Leaders in Christ was first to sue UI in 2017 when the campus yanked its student organization status, including not allowing it at campus recruiting fairs, after a member complained he was blocked from becoming a leader when he refused to affirm the group's belief that same-sex relationships are against the Bible. In its lawsuit, the Christian group accused the university of selectively applying its human rights policy, noting other student groups, like Muslim and ethnic groups and fraternities and sororities, are allowed to restrict leadership and membership based on gender, ethnicity, and ideology. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office will request $240,000 in its upcoming budget for a Lenco Bearcat armored vehicle, despite objections from protesters and some elected officials that civilian police forces shouldn't deploy military-style vehicles. Sheriff Brad Kunkel presented an $810,841 decision package, which also includes money to replace aging camera equipment, to the Johnson County Board of Supervisors during a work session Monday morning. The board has been holding work sessions for county departments to present fiscal 2023 budget requests ahead of the first vote, which is slated for January 12th. The Bearcat would replace the county's mine-resistant ambush protected vehicle, or MRAP, which was acquired by the Sheriff's Office in 2014 for free through a federal program disposing of obsolete or unneeded military equipment. The MRAP has been a source of community concern and scorn in Johnson County ever since it was first acquired. In discussion about the budget Monday, supervisors were split over the need of any armor vehicle for the department at all against the benefits of using the Bearcat as a more palatable replacement for the MRAP. More than 30 people spoke out against a carbon dioxide pipeline proposed to run through 36 Iowa counties, including Linn County, at an informational meeting where hundreds of people gathered Monday night in Cedar Rapids. Navigator CO2 Ventures, a Texas company, is proposing a 1,300-mile pipeline that would capture carbon dioxide at Iowa ethanol and fertilizer plants and transport it in pressurized liquid form through a pipeline to a sequestration site in south-central Illinois. There, the liquid carbon would be injected into rock formations, where it would calcify and be permanently stored. The idea, which scientists say can work, would keep carbon dioxide out of the air, where it contributes to global warming. Questions asked during Monday night's more than three-hour meeting, filled with people mostly against the idea, concerned safety, the proposed pipeline route, whether the project brings value to average Iowans, and the financial backing of the project. The Navigator project is one of two carbon capture pipelines currently proposed for Iowa. The other, by Summit Carbon Solutions, is a 2,000-mile pipeline through western and north-central Iowa. Are you a fan of trying new restaurants? Get the latest restaurant openings and closings and more Chewy tips from the Gazette's Chew on This newsletter. Sign up at thegazette.com/chew.